I want to let you know next week is Labor Day, and so we will not have meditative worship next Monday, but we'll be back here in 2 weeks together. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy God, we ask that as we come into this place tonight, that our ears and our hearts would be ready to hear your word, that we'd be open to the work of your Holy Spirit within us and through us, that we might be guided in your ways, that we might be open to all that you have for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading from the New International Version. I'm reading Psalm 42, verses 1 through 5. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food all day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. One of my favorite movies is the 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life, with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. In the opening scene, the angel Clarence, who is still trying to earn his wings, is called to the head angel for his new assignment. When he is given the name of George Bailey, he asks, "Is he sick?" The head angel says, "No, worse, he's discouraged." Isn't that powerful? The idea that discouragement is worse than being sick. It's striking. The psalmist cries, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" Have you ever had that feeling? When we are discouraged, it's like a heavy weight is attached to our souls, dragging us down further. There are many times in life when we experience disappointment, but sometimes that disappointment can lead to discouragement, which can then lead to disillusionment. Each stage can lead us further away from experiencing the unconditional love of God, and we may withdraw and make poor decisions. When we are in this place, it's hard to see the love of God. The first verse of this psalm says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God." I don't know about you, but that deep desire for restoration, for holy water, calls to me. It calls my name. I can feel it in my soul, that desire to draw close to God and receive the love and peace that passes all understanding. I cry out to God, "Restore me, show me where you are, show me who I am in your love." Most everything in our world today is transactional. If you do this, you will receive that. If we are not careful, even our spiritual life can be transactional. Like a giant soda pop machine, we insert our coins of obeying the law, or going to church, or reading the Bible, and we expect or hope to receive a life without trouble, enough financial reward to be comfortable, and good health. But God's love for you and me is not transactional, it's unconditional. There is nowhere you can go, nowhere to hide. God's love will find you. The elixir to discouragement is hope. The psalmist declares, "Put your hope in God." Easier said than done when one is in the throes of discouragement, but practicing present moment awareness helps. We can only experience the presence of God in the present moment. Think about it. We have evidence of where God has been with us in the past, and we have hope of his presence in the future. But experiencing God's presence can only happen in the now, the present moment. Take a moment right now and notice God is here. Take a deep breath and fill your lungs and imagine that Holy Spirit is flowing into your body and being carried everywhere, your blood cells, your bones, your skin. God's love, God's spirit, God's peace dwells within you now. Listen to God. So often our times of prayer are filled with requests or chatter, but perhaps God has something to say to us. How can I hear the voice of God when I am the one doing all the talking? When we pray, I invite us to sit or kneel in silence and just listen. Clear your mind and have a centering word or phrase that brings you back to the present moment when your mind wanders, because it will. There are several places in the Bible where it tells us that Jesus prayed. In John 17, he prays for his disciples and followers. And in Romans 8, we are comforted to know that Holy Spirit intercedes for us and prays in our behalf. I am convinced that Jesus has a prayer for you and me. Ask him this question: "Lord, what is your prayer for me today?" Then sit in silence and listen. He will tell you. I invite you to do this tomorrow, or maybe even at a quiet time later this evening. He will speak truth and beauty over you, I promise. But more importantly, he promises. Because we have the promise of the presence of Jesus, we have hope. Not wishful hope, but deep down confident hope. The assurance that God is with us no matter what. Sometimes I even ask God to show me where he is. I ask Holy Spirit to anoint my imagination so that I can see where he is. I have pictured him sitting in the chair in our living room, talking to me. He has sat next to me in the church pew, and even in the hospital room when I was diagnosed with cancer in 2014. Several years ago, I was called to the emergency room of our local hospital because a friend's son had been killed in a car accident. When I arrived, the mother was unable to let go of her son. I stayed in the background, stunned and praying hard. At one point, I went to the bedside of the son and put my hand on the mother's back, and I just prayed. The whole time, I kept asking Jesus to show me where he was, and I couldn't see him there at all. Over the next few days, I was so disheartened. Finally, on the fourth day, I cried out to God, "Where were you?" Ever so gently, I heard his voice, "Darling girl, I was in you." Yes, God was there, and he showed himself to me. God is a God of presence, and you may be Jesus to someone who is experiencing loss, bereavement, or just plain discouragement. We have hope, and because of that assurance, we can bring hope to others.